He was born really pale and floppy, lifeless. Nurses took him straight into special care, weren't sure what was wrong with him at the time. And he had his first transfusion then, when he was only a couple of hours old. Stayed in special care for 3 weeks, then he was discharged home. He went back to hospital at 6 weeks old and had a routine blood test, and they discovered again that his blood count was really low again, and he was admitted a second time and received his second blood transfusion. And that's when we all realised there was something not quite right. And they realised he had what they call Black Van Diamond syndrome, which basically is a failure to make red blood cells.
This disease is so rare that when he was first diagnosed, they didn't actually know anything about it.
No, they didn't. They just told us that he had this blood disorder. They weren't sure what it was. And they needed to go in touch with hospitals, various different hospitals in London and America, and found out a name which came from a hospital in America. And they came back and told me that the name was Black Van Diamond syndrome, and his lifespan would be maybe 12 or 13. It was horrendous to have a baby and then be told that, you know, he had this illness, and just to be told that he wouldn't be here when he was 13 was horrendous. We decided that, you know, we weren't going to listen to that. We weren't going to put up with that. We were going to look into it ourselves. And that's what we did. We looked into it. We found out that there was other patients, not only in England, but abroad as well, who had the illness, and they were in the 30s and 40s. So we knew then that, you know, it wasn't going to get to him. We were going to find a way of, you know, getting him to that age as well. And he's 23 now and still going strong. So he's proved the doctors wrong and everybody else wrong, I think.
So how often does he have to have the transfusions?
He has blood transfusion every 3 weeks. He goes into Hartlepool chemotherapy unit for the day. If he didn't receive blood, then basically he wouldn't be here. He'd be dead. It's a life and death situation for Leon. If he doesn't receive those blood transfusions, he wouldn't be here. You know, so it's the importance of getting people to realise that you need to give blood. It's not just for an accident or major surgery, which most people think that's what blood's used for. For Leon, and obviously a lot of other people as well who suffer from these types of rare illnesses, it's life or death situation for them.
Can you see a difference when he's due to have his blood or if he's just had a transfusion?
Definitely. When he goes in for his transfusion, he's really white, lethargic, irritable. And then when he comes out at tea time, he's a changed person. He's red in the face and full of life again and full of energy. And, you know, it's real transformation.
And with the blood transfusions, he's able to lead a normal life?
He is, yeah. He goes to college. He's doing IT and life skills at college in Hartlepool. He goes to Hartlepool United regularly and watches the football matches with his friends. And he lives a perfectly normal, happy life as long as he's having his blood. As long as he can receive that blood transfusion every 3 weeks, there's no reason why he won't be here in another 23 years' time.
So when we talk about how blood stocks are low and how people aren't going to donate, I mean, how does that make you feel?
Well, for me, it's if people don't donate and there's no blood in the blood banks, then my son's not going to be here. So obviously it is a life and death situation for us.
If you had a message for people who are maybe a little bit apprehensive, maybe a little bit scared of needles and just aren't too sure about going along, what would you say to those people?
I would say go along. The staff there are really, you know, they're really friendly and the they face that every day, people who are needle phobic. They will put you at ease, and it's not, you know, it's not a painful procedure. It's a little prick half an hour later, and you probably think, well, what was I ever worried about? And if you want to go along and just maybe have a look and see how it's done before you decide if you're going to do it, then that's fine with them. They don't mind you doing that. But at the end of the day, you're doing something to save a life. People say, well, donate an organ or something like that. But a simple thing like giving a pint of blood is literally saving a life every day.